With thousands of Ethiopian refugees arriving in eastern Sudan every day since fighting broke out in early November, many are arriving to find that food is running scarce.
After we reached here, there were not enough food.
31,000 men, women and children have fled Tigray into eastern Sudan since November 10, overwhelming the World Food Programme's humanitarian capacity to provide food, water and fuel. Here's World Food Programme's country director in Sudan, Hamid Nuru.
Over the last few days, we've had more than about 20,000 people coming across the river into this camp. And as you can see behind me here, it's really looking very chaotic, but this is the kind of situation in which we are right now.
And with 200,000 more refugees expected in the next 6 months, the agency is bracing for the worst. It is seeking $153 million to close a funding gap for food, air service and road repairs to reach remote areas. I'm Liling Tan in New York.